let's get on to some nature updates. So it is September right now, and it is very, very autumnal. You know, it's way damper now. The good thing about the UK is it's super seasonal, but that's also a bad thing as well. So, you know, you could be in a tropical climate where it's like 27 degrees all year round, like Bali, and you know, you have the rainy seasons, you have your storms, but there's not too much change. But if you're in the northern or deep southern hemisphere and you're quite far up, you have such fluctuations in daylight. So when it's the longest day of the year, you get like a couple hours of nighttime. But then when it's the shortest day of the year, you get, you know, a few hours of sunlight and the rest is darkness. It's so extreme, which has its downsides. Like, it makes you a bit bipolar. You can get seasonal depression, and it can really affect your mood and your sleep and your regulation. But there is something nice about the changing of seasons, you know, going from summer where everything's relaxing, everything feels really long and just kind of not boring, but pretty, you know, like content. You know, summer's content in the UK a lot of the time. There's a lot of daylight, it's warm, you can go outside and stuff. And then it, like this year, it hit September and suddenly the wind picked up, the waves got bigger in Cornwall, it started raining more. I'm seeing loads of leaves on the floor already, like super orange leaves. Spiders starting to come out, so it's spider season. A lot of the, basically every single bird that migrated to the UK for spring has gone back down south to, you know, Africa, to the Mediterranean. And a lot of things die at the end of summer and the start of autumn, but a lot of things come as a consequence and come to life. So although we're losing all the birds, you know, the swallows, the swifts, the warblers, we're getting the winter flocks of geese. You know, the geese are going to start coming down from Lapland and northern Russia and from Svalbard in the Arctic to come down here for the warm winter and to feed, which is awesome. So in Cornwall, there's going to be a lot of geese coming about, some Canada geese, maybe some grey lag geese, pink-footed geese. And then we're going to get the thrushes from Lapland, from northern Russia. So we're going to get the field fares and the red wings. And we're going to also get the like northern European blackbirds and robins and song thrushes. And they're always much shyer than the UK blackbirds, robins and thrushes, because the ones in the UK are obviously used to humans because we have a high population density. But the blackbirds that come from Scandinavia, northern Russia, they're like maybe see one person in their life because it's just so sparsely populated. So they get like, they're just way more shy. You can tell that they're a migrant bird because they're just super shy. But it's really exciting. You know, you get the berries coming out, which the birds feed on. You get the rotting apples, which the field fares and red wings feed on in the frost. You know, you can go on autumn walks, and like the smell of the air in autumn and winter, you know, the smoky smell of wood fire and the I guess smoky smell of rotting wood and rotting leaves. It's just so like nice. It just gives me such a nice feeling. And also our dopamine increases very much so. Very high. I think it's highest in autumn, naturally, as part of our yearly rhythm, because that makes us motivated. And in caveman times, we would be preparing for winter in autumn. So we need that spike of dopamine to make us motivated to gather resources. So you will actually probably feel quite good in autumn. And then winter hits and it's like way more depressing if you live in the UK. But, you know, there's still some benefits of winter. It's cozy. But after Christmas, it drags on quite a bit. But you also get some winter ducks coming down for the UK to the UK from northern Russia and places like that. So if you're, you know, a bit upset that autumn's here and summer's going, if you go out into nature, there's plenty to look out for. Not to forget all the mushrooms, all the fungi as well. You know, you get the fly agarics coming out, you know, the red and white toadstool mushrooms, the amethyst deceivers, the purple little mushrooms. Get all these cool mushrooms just exploding in the forest. I think summer in the forest sucks, because all the birds have gone, they've stopped breeding, it's super quiet, and there's still leaves on the trees, but there's not much going on. Summer in mid-autumn is awesome because you get all the oranges, the yellows, the red colors, you get all the fungi coming out, you get all the nice smells, and you can go to a pub after a damp, wet walk and cozy up by the fire. It's so, so, so wholesome. It's such vibes. So as much as I want to leave the UK, because for a big reason is because of the lack of sunlight, the short days in winter, I still do love a lot of elements of those seasons. It's just, I know I feel best in the sunshine. And, you know, when I have enough money, I'm going to be able to go on a trip to Scandinavia or go come back to the UK, but go to a like forest lodge in winter. So I'm not trying to just completely rule out winter. I don't think I'm ever going to be one of those people who never just avoid winter at all costs. So you'll get a lot of people in the UK who will come back to the UK for summer, for the summer months. But then once summer ends, they'll go to Australia because in the UK winter, it's Australia's summer. So that means they never have to face winter. And I'll probably go through seasons like that in my life, but I'll always want to take that like 2 week or 1 month or 2 month winter trip to a forest cabin in Scandinavia in the woods or to Scotland and stuff like that. But in terms of living situation and daily like routine location, not travel location, I really, really don't want to live in a place that doesn't get a lot of sunshine. For example, south of France is seasonal. My girlfriend's from there, but they get a lot of sunlight in winter. They get 300 days of sunlight a year. So you can still be in a place that has seasons. But even in some places that has seasons, there's still more sunshine. I think the one problem with the UK is the lack of sunlight in the winter months and even in the autumn, spring and summer months, especially in places like Cornwall, where we're right in the Atlantic and we get all the clouds. So yeah, definitely we'll move out of the UK. And it's going to be funny looking back, you know. I'm glad I grew up here. It's a developed country. Obviously free healthcare, lots like good enough education. You know, I don't like the education system and how it's set up to make us try and become normal deferrer factory workers. But I mean, I'm glad I got educated here, you know, like I still learned some stuff and still learned a lot of lessons and stuff. I'd rather grow up in a place like the UK and go through the education system there than go through the education system in like Brazil or not get any education at all, right? So, you know, can't be too ungrateful for sure. But now I'm older and now I want to, you know, be financially free and have been in complete control of my time. I want to venture out. I want to go to Bali. I want to go to Austin. I want to go to sunny places. And then on holiday, go to forest lodges in Scandinavia or in Canada and have a true, like, real winter, you know, spend 3 weeks in the snowy mountains. Because the thing with the UK is, especially if you're in the south of the UK, you just get wet, cloudy winter days like this. It's not true winter.